Tell everyone where it's up to Simon Reish Chav Tesser on the top of page 287 over here. Birkas Akeshet V'chamet Kuflasa. Two different brachos over here. One is perhaps more common than the other one, but they are both brachos that end up being very, very nadir. Very, very uncommon. Okay, and here is the first one. The first one is the bracha on the keshet, a bracha on a rainbow, which is something that is a little bit, I think people have the misunderstanding a little bit and don't understand exactly what's going on with the rainbow. We all know that, or maybe we didn't know, but there's a bracha on a rainbow on one hand. On the other hand, we all know that maybe we've heard they're not really supposed to look at a rainbow. Okay, now this is a rainbow. I don't know, it's a bad simon. What's the reason why we don't look at a rainbow? The reason why we don't look at a rainbow is not because it necessarily represents the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to destroy the world, but then the rainbow represents the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the world. Okay, it's a bad simon, it's a bad omen. That's not really what it is. It's Zavka, the exact opposite. The Gemara says that anyone who stares at a rainbow is not Kvod Kono. Okay, he doesn't have Kavod for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The poskim right. The Bozim Rai, sorry, pardon, the Lush of the Rishonim, is that a rainbow is one of the closer things that we have to what the Shekhinah is. Okay? And therefore, to stare at a rainbow is not covered for the Shekhinah to be staring at a rainbow. That's why we don't stare at a rainbow. However, if one sees a rainbow, we see over here that there still is a bracha on seeing the rainbow. Haroah Keshes Omer. Baruch Atah Hashem Magnum Acholam, Zocher HaBris, okay, the bracha is referring back to the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that he's not going to destroy the world. Nemen B'bris of Akayim HaMamaro, okay, Zocher HaBris, Nemen B'bris of Akayim HaMamaro, that's the bracha and the rainbow. And then the Mechaber brings down what we just talked about, V'Oser Listakobo V'Yoser, you do not look at it for too long, you look, you see the rainbow, okay, and then you go ahead and make the bracha, but you do not stare at the rainbow. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Oster Listakels, you caught the hey, you quotes the Gemara, the Mistakelbo Beyoser, ain't of Chaos. Someone who looks at his eye, he's going to lose his sight. Chas v'shalom. Elo Roeo Mevarech, he looks at it, makes the bracha, then he looks away. That's what's supposed to happen if one sees a rainbow. Now, in terms of how far do we take this, listen to the Lashon of the Chayyotom over here, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotin Be'ezikon Aleph. Zaroa Keshes, ve'ein kedai lahagid lechaveru sheyesh keshet. You should not kedai, even if you see a rainbow, we get very excited to see a rainbow. You want to tell everyone, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't tell your friends. Okay, you saw, you say the bracha, but you don't tell other people, even if mitam motzi dima, okay, it's mi motzi dima rog, because you're going to cause them to look at the rainbow, which is a lack of kvod kono, therefore we don't look at it. Says Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, I think it's the Pashas over here, from the Chai Adam also, but Rav Nevinzal fleshes out over here, Dima Masa Lahagid, he says, Vechei, you shouldn't say the bracha out loud because then people are going to understand there's a rainbow. Even if you're not just telling him because you want him to look at the rainbow, you want him to make the bracha on the rainbow. Even if it's make the bracha on the rainbow, that Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal holds is not correct to go ahead and look at it. Sorry to tell your friend about it. But, however, Chazan Avadi, Ravadi Yosef, for signing the yield, that in order to make the bracha, you're allowed to tell your friend in order to make the bracha, but Morena Rabbeinu Nevitzal clearly says over here not to tell him. Now, there is a big suffix over here in the Bir Alacha on what rainbow you're allowed to make the bracha on. Look inside Bir Alacha, the Masa Haroah Keshet. He says, Lo nisbayer im be'inin dafka shir eo betmunas keshet du kichatzi gor nagulo afilo mixas imenu dai. Is it only like by the leprechaun, you see the whole gamut of the rainbow, you see the beginning to the end of the rainbow, you have the chatzi agol, the half circle of the whole rainbow, only then you could say the bracha and the keshet, or even if you see part of a rainbow, you could go ahead and say a bracha on it. Master of the Bir Alachos, the Mesubik B'davar would say, Safik brachos lahakol. I believe many posts say Safik brachos lahakol. Very interesting over here, Rav Avadi, once again, generally, Sardom are very, very makban on Safik Brachos. Over here, he believes that the ikur is that you don't have to see the full rainbow, and therefore, someone wants to make the bracha on it. You're allowed to make the bracha on it. Yesh lo alim mili smach to make the bracha, even if you only see part of the keshet, and not the whole keshet. However, one should know what happens maybe more often. You sort of see the vision of a rainbow, and there's water around, you don't really see in the sky. That type of rainbow, we do not make a bracha on it, not when it's only the one in the sky. That's why I say, not when you see a glare on the water and stuff like that, that type of rainbow, for sure we would not go ahead and make a bracha on. Okay, so that's in terms of rainbows. Get to a bracha over here in Siv Beis. and the least common bracha out of brachas that we do say. This one is only once in 28 years. We had this bracha back 10 years ago, Tav Shin Samach Tes, right dafka, this tkufa of the year, we'll see over here, right at the after Nisan, okay, over here, sorry, in the middle of Nisan, we see over here, says the Mechan, Haroa Chama B'tkufa Sa, when you see the sun in its tkufa, B'hu Mikofches L'kofches Shana, at once in 28 years, V'atkufa, I'll explain in 1 minute what it is, let's just see it inside, V'atkufa B'tchilas Lel Dal. It really starts on the night of Lel Dalid. Okay, because you're Roa told beyond Dalid Baboker. When you see it on, really it starts Tuesday night, which is Lel Dalid, and then beyond Dalid, Wednesday morning, that's when you're actually going to see the sun, and therefore you're going to make the bracha. Omer, what's this bracha? Baruch Oseh, Maisa Breshis, or Baruch Oseh Breshis. Okay, that is the bracha, and that's what you say called Birkas Hashemesh. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember from the last Birkas Hashemesh. Okay, you guys, most of you guys were 8, 9 years old. Okay, but I remember very clearly we went to the Mirpasuk. We had a minyan vasikin, which is the post coming down. It's such a chash of brachos. You're only going to say it once in every 20 years. Okay, a lot of many people in Klai Yisrael, the Kotel was packed. Okay, the rooftops are packed over here. And the Rova, there's an eating to say it. The Rova, I'm Hadris Melech, this bracha once in every 28 years. We dive in Masikin, like the post can say the best thing to do is you dive in Masikin, even though the sun comes up in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, you don't stop in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you stop in Shmon Esrei, you say Tachnun, Asher, you get till the Kaddish Tiskabel, you get to the Kaddish Tiskabel after Lel Tzion, and then before Aleinu, everyone together goes ahead and makes the bracha, this bracha on the Birkas Hashemesh. On the Birkas Hashemesh. Exactly what is this, what's going on over here? Once in 28 years, if you want to see Arichas and Alacha Brewery, has Arichas over here explaining exactly how we get to this cheshbon. But once in 28 years, the sun is exactly where it was in Maisa Bracious. Okay, in Maisa Bracious, the sun was there. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu was told of the sun at nighttime, at the beginning, Vayera Vayevoker, at nighttime. So really, we should be making it at nighttime, but you can't see the sun at night. So therefore, we don't make it at night. We wait till the first vision of the sun in the morning, and you go ahead and make the bracha over there. Why in Nisan Bracious? That's machlokas. We have Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. When was the Golem created? Was it created in Tishrei or required in Nisan? For the Tkufas of the Shana, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that it goes after Nisan, and that's why we make the bracha in Nisan. And Tishrei, we paskin that halacha. Lamai, this is one of the nafkaminas that come out. Is when are you going to say Birkas Hashemesh? Is it going to be in Tishrei or is it going to be in Nisan? We see it on Wednesday because that was when the sun was created on Wednesday of creation. That's why the bracha goes on that day. Once in 28 years. Okay, it's a very exciting thing when we have something on the song. And we take and make a big deal out of it. It is a big deal to make this bracha. Once again, Iker is the Dam of Masikin, and then go ahead and Berova Madras Melch to make the bracha together. And that's what most of Klal Yisrael does. Someone who wakes up late. So what does he do then? Okay, until when can you make the bracha? Some say you can only make the bracha until Dalit shows. Some say you can be Soma Chan Ad Chatzos. You can go ahead and make the bracha. You go ahead and make the bracha. Okay, so therefore that, I think, post Gemara, rely on this until Chatzos, but if you wake up later and you didn't daven yet, so in that case, you first make the bracha Birkas Hashemesh before you daven, and then you go ahead and you go and daven afterwards. Okay, I don't know if you'll remember this in another 18 years. Okay, but that's how you'll chazer these halachas in another 18 years, and you'll know, in terms of women and Birkas Hashemesh, it's very interesting the post can bring down that it seems like from the Muska and the Polskim that woman did not make Birkas Hashem, and they were putter from this bracha, but they're all trying to figure out why. Why women were not so makbid on the bracha, and there's a couple of different reasons, okay? A couple of different reasons why. Some say it's like a mitzvah sase shazman groma, okay? It's only once in 28 years, okay? Others reject this comment, and they say similar to Birkas of the Levana. Because of Levana, Kiddush Levana, some say that we're not mechayim women to do any mitzvah that you have to leave the house for. It's not sneeze, so therefore they're not mechayim it. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin once said a very interesting, funny line about this. He said the reason why some poskim are not so clear why women will be chayim it, he says, by Birkas Levana it's once a week. Okay. Once in 28 years, they can leave the house, and they can go out and make the bracha. Okay, Lamaisa, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal brings down over here, in terms of women, he says, Lamaisa, since it's what somewhat of a suffix, he says over here, in Dir Masa Roa, He says, "Beshut chasam sulfur katar shenash lo naglav v'bracha zul ve'eni yodei tam ledavar." The chasam sulfur says, "Women are not knowing to say this bracha, but we don't know the reason." Va'ayim b'simin tav chuvas ikon al v'harasham. Okay, shenashim lo naglav v'arif berachas lavana mishum tznias. So he brings down because of berachas lavana, because of tznias. Women are not knowing to go ahead and say the brachas. Aval kan yesher lomar kein. That's another point, is you can really, over here, you don't have to be outside to make the bracha. You can see it through a window, and you make the bracha from your house also. Okay? And therefore, the end of the piece is, he says, some woman should make a bracha sachama. Tishmanet abracha me'ish, o tabarchena below shem l'malchus, the woman l'maisa, says Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzal, should go to Berachas Chama, and they should be motzi the woman with the bracha, and there it's, therefore it's like, shomei ha'kaona, they like make the bracha themselves, or say the bracha below shem l'malchus because of this suffix. Okay, so that's what's going on over here. If you wanted to see the machlok, it's about dalchos versus chatzos, you see over here in sifkatan ches, the l'maisa, if it's a cloudy day, it's a cloudy day in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzal, told me similarly, by the moon, by Birkas Lavana, as long as you could see that it's the sun through the clouds, then, so it's a really cloudy day, so it's gonna be really, really stinky. Once 28 years, have a chance to make the bracha, and you lose out on the bracha because it's a really cloudy day, you never got to see the sun, okay, that's gonna be problematic. Here in itself, generally not such a problem in Nisan, where it's not usually fully rainy days that you're not gonna find some time of sunshine, as long as you could see the sun through the clouds, you can still go ahead and make the bracha of Birkas Hachama, similar to the Kiddush Levana. Marina Rabbeinu Nevenzal also told me, as long as it's clear, it's the moon, and you can see it's the moon behind thin clouds, you can still go ahead and make Birkas Levana. Ad kan for today. Sorry, I forgot to finish off the Mechaber over here. Let's just finish over here. It says, V'chein, Mevarek Anki Kishiro Levana B'tarasach. Same thing with the moon, the Kochavim Mishprotam Azalas B'itam. In the correct time, they were told to make a similar bracha on the moon and the stars. Dainu kishetachzor levana b'tchilas mazel pleh, b'tchilas achodesh le'yatenot elo l'tzafon l'dor, it's at to the north, it's at to the south. Okay, I don't know, you know exactly what see us over here, what's it talking about, and we'll soon see the Mishnah Berurah says, we're not knowing to say this bracha anyways. V'kein kishyachzor kochav kochav, v'chamisha nisharin l'tchilas mazel pleh, le'yatenot elo l'tzafon l'dor, okay, v'chein v'chol eich yir mazel tleh olam mikzos av mizrach. You have to ask an astronomer exactly what it's talking about over here. I don't understand, and that's why. That's not why, but the Mishnah Berurah says over here, v'ferish, ukayom ein noagim ha'olam hazeh. We are not knowing to make this bracha on the star and the moon. I didn't see the reason why it's brought down. Daka, we don't say it on the stars and the moon, but we do say it on the sun. Okay, you can look in Shari Tshuva over here. The Shari Tshuva does have a discussion about it. Ad kan. For today. By the way, what I said before about the sun through the moon is also in Sifkat and Beis in the Shari Tshuva. He says over here, V'ayim v'pini miros, four lines down, Chelek Beis in the Lamaches, Shetita Lomar, Da'af shemechasim anani, vein roaring guf ha-shemesh, even the clouds are cloudy, you don't see exactly, she'yesh levarach, af b'shem ha-malchus, kevin jikar bracha she'agin l'ros, she'yib m'nekuda rishona, she'bishan she'nitlu ha-ma'oros. He sounds like over here, that you can even say the bracha, even if it is covered by the clouds. Okay, you would still perhaps be able to make the bracha on the sun, even if you don't actually see it. Okay, very interesting. The other posts say not like that. Ad kan for today.